Hey, is David there?
Could you hold on 1 minute?
Yeah. Thank you. Hey David, this is Ja from Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Boy, doesn't get any better than this.
That's good. I just wanted to check in with you. I know you were waiting for a couple things before you wanted to move forward with getting a loan, so I just wanted to check in with you.
Well, I'm still dancing around with this one company. They still haven't...
Mm-hmm. Oh man, they're really dragging you on.
That's only been about 8-9 months.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, I've never bought another company, so I don't know what the average time it takes to buy a company. So to me, that sounds like a really long time.
Actually, as they say, it's a minimum of a year to 2 years. But actually,
oh, really?
Well, yeah, wow. We've been going around for at least 9-10 months.
Oh, wow. It's crazy.
Well, you know, I have people call me, and they, oh, yeah, we were looking, would you ever consider selling? I said, sure, every day I think about selling.
Mm-hmm.
I have all male technicians, and they're all crybabies, you know.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So, I could buy it, and I'm salty, right? And he's, well, no, I mean, well,
yeah.
But they start negotiate with you, and
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, they most of them try to take advantage of other people. It should be a fair deal for both parties, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Fair.
Are you looking to, like, just completely buy them out? Are you merging, you guys going to be partners, or are you just completely buying them out?
No, the one company I would be buying lately, they want, one is not very good health, and the other 68 years old. He just retired.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The other company, it would be more of a merger thing. I would be happy if
mm-hmm.
I was of the mental... mind to even run the company away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if they wanted to buy up the whole thing from me, that'd be. But yeah, I would need to buy him and bring him in, and he would have X amount of shares. Of
right.
The company, and
mm-hmm.
I would need to come up with probably $500,000 for that.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Man, that takes a long time. So I'll just put a note in here. I'll just maybe circle back with you every month, like I'm doing right now, and just to touch base. Mm-hmm. But if anything comes up before then, too, like for example, if you know the current company, if you guys need additional capital or equipment, you can always hit me up too.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. Business been going well then?
Been good, a little bit spotty right now, but that's really absolutely normal for this time of year, and I'm quoting
mm-hmm.
a $52,000 project, and I have another one, it'll be pretty much that much, and then another mm-hmm. one, it'll be somewhere close to $1 million, so yeah. That,
oh, wow.
I mean, the $1 million one would be spread out over time.
Oh, I see.
I'm not looking to become one of the major players in Dayton. That's an ego thing. $50,000 is a real range for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of good things going on. Is it normally busy going into the spring, summertime?
It really depends. Dayton is sort of, Dayton is sort of getting a little bit better, but they never really bounce back. You know, Dayton, Ohio had at one time 10, 11 GM plants.
Mm, okay.
They're all except for the D-Max, which is a diesel motor. They make diesel motors here. Other than that, yeah, Dayton and GM, GM was Dayton, Ohio. That's where.
Oh, I see.
GM Delco, Delco Products was started right here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's where the electric car starter, the electric windows, electric wipers, all that for cars was all invented, right?
Mm-hmm. I see.
All righty. Well, hey, yeah, give me a call back, and if something else comes up, I got you in my contact list of my CPU there, so I'll...
Okay.
For you.
Okay, sounds good. All right, we'll talk to you soon then.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.